Morning, Run. How are you?
Morning, morning. Thank you.
I'm so excited.
So am I.
We're giving away this quarter Kruger Rand today.
Yes, and gold price has gone through the roof. So this Kruger Rand's actually increased in value in the last week by close to 4%. So it's fantastic for the winner.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's still valued around about 4,500 Rand.
Slightly more now, close to 5 now. Close to 5.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is. So you just never know. You never know what happens with the gold price. I mean, it's the rand's taken a slight knock, and yeah, and the gold price itself has gone up.
Yeah.
So this winner has actually scored an extra 300-400 Rand over and above the normal trading price of the Kruger Rand.
That's amazing. And what can they do with that Kruger Rand? Is it something that you should really hold on to and let it increase in value, as we've seen since the beginning of the competition 3 weeks ago?
Well, historically, gold, as I've said in the past programs, is a great long-term investment.
Yeah.
It's great because over time it just increases in value historically in the last 20, 30 years. When you think about when Kruger Rands were first launched in 1967, they were trading at 22 Rand. They're now trading at 18,500 Rand. So, you know, historically gold is an amazing, amazing investment.
Sure. And is that the same as if you go and buy gold jewelry? Is that also going to be an investment?
Definitely not. There's always a premium on Kruger Rands due to supply and demand. So jewelry is something a little bit separate. Jewelry is just 9 carat or 18 or 14 or 22 carat gold. It's only for the intrinsic gold value where Kruger Rands trade over and above the gold value. So that's why it's a great investment. It's always a premium on the gold price.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, Run, you've got a lovely box in front of you. It looks like a jewelry box, actually.
Well, it's actually the box from the SA Mint. It's a red box with a proofed quarter ounce Kruger Rand inside it.
Can I please have a look at that?
I'll tell you the year of it,
Oh my gosh, and the coin's in like its own special case.
it's proofed.
All right, if one has coin collections, right, at home, is it true that you shouldn't polish your coins?
Well, it depends. Generally, if it's a rare coin, definitely not, because the rarity of the coin is the fact that it's untouched and uncirculated. So it's not a good idea to tamper with history and start cleaning it up, making it polished and make it a current. That's what makes it.
I mean, I'm just thinking brass, so, you know.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. But
Mascara would get all those marks off.
I want to mention to you, Kathy, because it's August this month, and it's my birthday month.
When is your birthday, Randy?
No, it's right at the end of the month. But that's not why I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up because of the month of August is my birthday. We are paying premium prices on gold jewelry. We are paying spot gold price throughout the month of August, and delaying and re-bringing back the free valuations, because there was such a demand for it the last time we gave it away, the free valuation. So to all your listeners, we are paying spot gold price for the month of August on all gold jewelry, and bringing back the free valuations on all the gold jewelry for the month of August.
That's amazing. So what is it? Just explain exactly what a spot gold price is.
So gold spot price is the ruling gold price for 9 carat, 18 carat, 22 and 24. And I'll give you an example. I'll just check the gold price for now. The gold price for 9 carat gold at this precise moment in time is 202 rand a gram. 18 carat is 404 rand a gram. And 22 carat is 493 grand a gram. Now, what that means
is...
That's
so interesting that there's such a little difference between 18 and 22, but then I suppose it is your
well, it's
not
20,
as much as 9. No,
correct.
It's between 9 and 18.
Correct.
Okay, so it's proportionate, okay.
So 9 to 18...
It's just a blonde moment.
No, that's fine.
Let it go.
9 to 18 carat is actually from 37.5% gold to 75% gold, so it's double. 18 to 22, there's only a 26% jump of gold purity, and that's why the variance is not so big. Yeah. Why I'm quoting these prices is because if you want to know the value of your gold jewelry, all you have to do is put it on your scale, multiplied by the price per gram that I've just quoted, and you'll know the value of your gold jewelry. So that's why I'm bringing up. And gold has performed beautifully in the last 2-3 weeks. It's gone up by a good 6-7%, which is amazing. It hasn't jumped this much in probably about 6 months.
Why do you think that is?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty going on in the economy again. The rand's taken a smack from 12 rand 80 to, it's trading, I think, at the moment 13 rand 20 something, and the gold price has gone up nicely. So there's a variable factors affecting the gold price, but it's right now probably at its all time high in probably the last 6 to 8 weeks gold. So it's a really great time to sell if anyone's looking to sell their gold jewelry.
Can we talk about this competition?
Yes, of course.
Are we going to give it away this morning and then maybe invite the winner in next week to be with us?
Well, I'd love that to happen. It would be wonderful to meet the winner. I mean, you know, it's always good to see who the winner was. You know, the funny thing about this competition, that we had so many entries, it was amazing.
You had to limit it to 5 per person.
No, it was crazy. In the beginning, I was getting 20, 30 a day from each person. It was crazy. We actually had 2 winners, but we could only pick one, the one who chose the closest value of the Kruger Rand first.
And was it based on today's value?
No, I'm talking about the Kruger Pont. I put a fixed price on the Kruger Pont. And the person who came, no one hit the number, by the way, but someone got really, really close. 2,100 Rand variance between the exact amount and the variance amount. So, sure. You know, it was a very close. And the range was huge. I mean, I said between 50 to 200,000 Rand.
Right.
So the guys did exceptionally well. I mean, your listeners are, you know, they did their research. They gave it a good go. They really did.
So what was the gold quality? Because that's really the one thing that defines the value of a Kruger Pont.
Well, a Kruger Pont, as I said,
is the quality of
it's the grading. That's the grading. Correct. That's it. The rarity of the grading. So the better your coin is graded, the rarity of it, the uncirculation, the way the coin is not damaged or have marks in it, increases in value the more rarity it is. So the more clean it is, the more it's been untouched and the more it's been uncirculated. And there are coin collectors that would pay hundreds and thousands of rands
clearly
for Kruger Ponts, because they know over time, like Kruger Rands, they just multiply in value. Because there's only a certain amount in circulation. So as time goes on, the circulation decreases and the value goes up.
So what was the value of the Kruger?
So the value was 129,900 Rand for the Kruger Pont.
Oh my gosh. And somebody guessed around about 127,000.
Exactly right. And we had 2 listeners who did that. we actually had 2 listeners that came very, very close. And then one was really, really close. So the winner, can I say who the winner?
Wait. You need a drum roll.
Okay, let's go.
We can't do this without a drum roll.
All right.
Okay, here's a drum roll. The winner of the quarter Kruger Pont. No, the Kruger
Pont. Kruger Pont. Oh, Kruger Rand, that's right. Is Marilyn Liebman.
Marilyn Liebman. Woo. Well done.
Well done, Marilyn.
Jeez. Okay, so she guessed 127,000 Rand.
She guessed 132. We had 2 listeners. We had 2 listeners that guessed 127 and one guessed 127,400. So that was so close. So close.
That is crazy.
So close.
Marilyn Liebman, well done to you.
Yeah, so Marilyn Liebman.
Liebman,
yeah. Well done.
A quarter Kruger Rand coming your way, and actually a runners brought it in. It's absolutely beautiful. So we want to get hold of you, and hopefully you will be coming in next week.
Yeah, the Kruger Rand's also
nice
proofed.
Photos.
So,
which means what?
So it means that proof Kruger Rands actually increase more in value than normal Kruger Rands, because they are sealed in a plastic cover, and uncirculated means they increase slightly more in value than normal Kruger Rands. So for your listeners, if they ever want to buy Kruger Rands, it's always a good idea to buy proofed Kruger Rands. They just trade better than a normal Kruger Rand.
Just remind me, do you sell Kruger Rands?
We try not to.
You try and hold on to
we
them.
We try not to. We don't like to sell to the public. We basically invest ourselves. So all the Kruger Rands that we buy, we generally keep.
Yeah. What about Kruger Rands that are specific to a specific event? So, for example, Nelson Mandela Kruger Rands or
You don't get Nelson
Mandela coins, the gold coins, or Graça Machel coins, or whatever the case may be.
So you bring up a good point. You know, when Nelson Mandela was alive, they came out with a Nelson Mandela proofed 1 ounce coin.
Yes,
it was a 24 karat coin. It was a 1 ounce, and it went. The coin came in on the market at I think at 12,000 rand, and within 2 to 3 years, that coin escalated to like 40,000-50,000 rand. It was insane.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and only because of demand. It had nothing to do with supply. It only had to do with demand, and so the coin was trading 30,000 or 35,000 rand. Over its gold value. So that was an amazing investment at the time. And if you were bright, which I wasn't, unfortunately, you would have sold it before he passed, because my mentality was buy as much Mandela coins as you can, because once he passes, the coins will triple, quadruple in price, due to the whole world would want a piece of something in memory of Mr. Mandela. Unfortunately, the opposite happened, and there was a flood of all the gold coins, Mandela coins, into the market after he passed, and crashed the price from 50,000 rand back down to like 16,000, 17,000.
No.
Yeah, so hundreds and thousands of people lost a lot of money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it just shows you supply and demand, the economics playing a role here.
Yeah, hashtag learn from De Beers.
There you go.
Ranlupa, thank you very, very much. Are we talking diamonds next week?
Yes, we are. And believe it or not, we are going to launch a diamond competition. So your listeners better tune in, because it's going to be...
very enthusiastic studio audience. Okay, so we're launching a diamond competition.
Yes, we are. We're going to be giving away a beautiful, round, brilliant cut diamond to the value of 10,000 rand.
Ooh.
And yeah, we're going to give the information of the diamond. Your listeners are going to have to guess the price, like they did for the Kruger Rand.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's going to be amazing.
That's brilliant. So well done to Marilyn Liebman.
That's right.
For winning this quarter Kruger Rand. Doesn't it feel wonderful to give stuff away?
It feels amazing.
And something that's going to increase in value.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Marilyn's intentions are, but it would be if I can give her a word of advice, is always hold on to gold. Always. It's always a good investment, Kruger Rands.
Yeah. So listen, Monday, this coming Monday, is actually Tuba Av, which is the day when you basically get together with your soulmate. So a perfect diamond for the lady in your life. And Women's Month, isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, a Women's Month is always a good month. And it's always wonderful to give a lady her best friend, which is a diamond.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard of a lady saying no to a diamond. I've never. You know, we at the Diamond Channel deal with clients.
You must hear stories.
Sure. A current story actually happened on Saturday for us at the Diamond Channel, where a lady had been shopping around for months on end looking for a specific diamond. Now, this is not a normal diamond she was looking for. She was looking for a half a million rand diamond. It was, she was looking for a 2-carater. It was a cushion cut. And she was looking for a blue-white diamond.
The cushion cut is like the square, right?
Correct. So it looks like a cushion with the corners cut.
Yeah.
Beautiful, by the way. A cushion cut diamond is exquisite. And she had been looking for months, and she contacted us, and we gave her an option of 3, believe it or not. So she looked at 3 half-million rand diamonds. So she was looking at 1.5 million rand diamonds. And she chose a stone, and she was over the moon. Now, at the Diamond Channel, we don't sell those kind of stones on a regular basis. So we were so excited, you know, to sell this kind of a diamond. I mean, this diamond would retail for close to 750,000 rand. Yeah, and we're making her a platinum ring. Now, I asked the question that everyone would ask her, why would you possibly think of wearing such a ring in where we live, in Johannesburg? And she, like, just brushed it off.
Because most people probably think it's costume jewelry.
Well,
I mean, that's the truth, because today people don't really walk around with with real jewelry on.
Well, that's correct. All they wear mostly white, so you know, it doesn't look real. You know, yellow is always a color of wealth. Sure. White always a color of silver, so people don't really, you know, equate white to value. Yeah. So, yeah, we were very excited.
Don't know your platinum. Ron, thank you so much. Please come back next week.
I certainly will. I'm very excited about launching the competition.
Me too. Can't wait.
Fantastic.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Kathy, for having me.
So there you go. That's Ron Looper from Gold Capital. And get in touch with them. All the contact details, I'll post it on social media. But otherwise, go check out their website. It is goldcapital.co.za. 8:56, Ron, before you go away, please. There is a message that has come through that says, sorry, just listen to the show. Did he say that now is a good time to sell gold jewelry? Please send me a reply.
Yeah, so
we're going to give you a reply.
So let me reiterate what I said earlier on. Gold has spiked in the last 2 weeks about 7%. So it's a fantastic time to sell.
Wow.
And we're paying in the month of August spot gold price. So you're getting basically the highest price one can get on your gold jewelry for the month of August.
Because it's Ron's birthday.
Correct.
He's a Virgo.
And we're doing free valuations again for all your listeners with no charge. So they can bring one item or bring 50 items.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we'll do it all for them. And it's Women's Month. So, you know, so everything's just lining up.
Absolutely. I love synchronicity.
So really, if your listeners want to know what the value of their gold jewelry is, multiply by what the price per gram is by the weight, and that can determine the value of their gold.
There you have it. It says, thanks so much. All right.
My
go
pleasure.
And sell your gold jewelry that you're not wearing. The stuff that, I don't know, you just, or you want to have it valued. Go. Free valuations.
Free.
Free. And who doesn't love free? All right. Thank you so much to Ron Looper from Gold Capital.